This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shula's with us. And Ken called in from Florida. Ken, you were talking about if you feel the virus coming on. And Dr. Shuley, I believe you mentioned, and please correct me if I'm wrong, 150,000 units of vitamin D3, 150,000 units each day for 3 days in a row. And then 8-Youth formula, which is your vitamin C with MSM, and then 4 Dr. Shuley's Essentials, which is your multivitamin. Now, 8-Youth formula for a period of 3 days, does that mean 8 per day? For a period of 3 days? Okay.
Yes. Double dose, in other words.
Okay. 8 per day for a period of 3 days. Now, is that spaced out, Dr. Shuley, or is that 8 all at one time?
Oh, I would probably, when I'm taking that many, I would space them.
Okay. So, 8-Youth formula spaced out over 1 day for a period of 3 days. And then 4 of your Dr. Shuley's essentials for...
space them.
Yeah, spaced out per day for a period of 3 days. So let me repeat this one more time, class. 150,000 units of vitamin D3 each day for 3 days. Eight of Dr. Shuley's youth formula spaced out over the day for a period of 3 days. And 4 of Dr. Shuley's essentials per day for a period of 3 days. Okay. Did I get that right, Dr. Shuley?
Yep.
Okay. So, Ken, I just wanted to make sure that you had the protocol and that Dr. Shuley recommended. And I just want you all to know that that is not something new to me in terms of the protocol that I followed for Dr. Shuley per his recommendations. I have right here in front of me, those are the youth formula and the Dr. Shuley's essentials. This is not a commercial class. I get them at his office. I pay for them just like you would. And I think they are so good, I don't want to be without them. So I buy several months' supply at a time, and I take them according to his recommendation. And they absolutely, positively have worked for me. And that's why I continue to use them. Ken, back to you.
Yes, with a Dr. Shuley's PEM device that I use, I started getting a scratchy throat because when I first went over there 3 weeks ago when she started getting sick, you know, first thing I did home, I come home, I doubled up on the vitamin C and the D3, and I started getting a scratchy throat, so I put the PEM device on my throat.
And that's great idea.
And on your PEM device, you might want to check into if someone that takes a shot, the carbon nanotubes that are in that, will that affect the virus, the injection for the metal material like they found in Japan?
Well, I don't know. To me, there's no circumstances in which I would allow the vaccine in my body.
Yeah.
And so I can't tell you what it might do to the stupid vaccine.
Because, like, if one of your patients just happened to get the shot and use the PEM device, you reckon the coil would affect the metal in the shot?
I don't think anything could be worse than the vaccine itself.
Well, I understand that. I'm totally against it myself.
But it should not harm anything to use the PEM.
Yeah, just just a CYA for you because your medical device.
I appreciate that.
And, you know, Ken, that's an outstanding question. It really is. And so maybe, and I've read, too, that the Japanese have figured out that there's metal in ferrous metal, meaning magnetic metal, in the vaccines. So that's a interesting question. Anything else you have, Ken?
The census, when I first bought this property, I kept getting them. I wasn't living here at the time. I was living with my sister. And so every time they sent one to me, I'd put zero on it and mail it back to them. And once I did move in, I put one and sent it back to them. Then they send the Census Bureau out. You know, they come to the house. And I talked to them. They left. 2 weeks later, I got another census form in the mail, the 48-page one you're talking about. And I paid it. They sent me a reminder. Then her supervisor, they sent a supervisor out here. So the supervisor came. I talked to the supervisor. 3 days later, I get another form from the Census Bureau. And I took in a red Sharpie and put one and circled American and NA and all the rest of the questions, not applicable. Right? That's the Vincent handbook, right?
Well, sort of. You know, I revised the handbook a little bit, but the old handbook, yeah, that's absolutely correct. I'd enumerate how many people live at that address, but that's for the every 10-year census. Now, this is if you got the American Community Survey, the 48-page one, you are special. Because is that the one you got, this green and white one with the black wording?
I've got eight of them. Uh-huh. They mail up to Evansville, Indiana. Yeah. And I saved all of them. When I get another one and the reminders, and the last one I filled out, I put one, and I circled Polish, I circled German, I circled Russian, I circled Native American Indian. You know, I'm a Heinz 57, you know. And I put NA for all the rest of the questions in red. Down the top of the form, I put on there, does the Census Bureau count the people like the Voting Bureau counts the votes? And I haven't heard back from them since.
Well, you know, I actually am willing to, should I receive one of these, and I'm not going to say whether I have or haven't, but should I get one, I am willing to fill it out. But there's a fee associated with that. You know, I'm not a government volunteer. I am not a government employee. So they pay their employees to work for them. So if they want me to do all this work and figure out how many Puerto Ricans live at our house and all that kind of thing, there's a charge for that. And I think the charge is $10,000. I'd have to check the schedule. But I think it's $10,000 per hour that I would charge with an eight-hour minimum to complete this.
Yes, sir. I understand completely.
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen the income tax form, but, you know, they used to say that it complies with the Paperwork Reduction Act. And every time they send one, it's more and more and more detailed. So there's no such thing as Paperwork Reduction Act. As a matter of fact, back in the 70s when I, you know, started becoming a computer jockey professionally, they said, you know, the computer industry said, we're going to get to a paperless society. No paper. We're using more paper now than we ever have, and that's with more computers. So you can't believe everything that you hear, see, read. And as Sergeant Chip Saunders said in Combat, that television series, don't believe anything that you hear, and only believe what you see. But then you have to look twice. So as far as the census, I think you know, if they were to show up at the house, and they have, they've been here over the years twice, and They finally leave extremely frustrated. They visited our farm in Virginia. They followed me. And one guy literally followed me around. I was baling hay. And my son hopped on his dirt bike and rode across the fields and through the creek. And I said, there's some guy about the census. It was getting dark. And I said, well, send him on over. And I thought that, you know, he'd never come over. And this guy gets it in his truck. He drives across the fields. He drives through the creek. And he's following me around on a tractor, literally. They don't give up.
No.
And so he wanted to know how many people and all. I said, I already sent it in. I'm not doing it again. I already did. I'm not doing it again. And he was a retired cop. And the idea is, you know, they don't like to take no for an answer. So,
intimidation.
Yeah, intimidation. And then that was in Virginia. Then here, they sent a couple people over, and they reported me. They reported me as hostile, uncooperative, and had a gun. And that's in the official database. Because they
don't mess with that man.
They literally, you know, this. They sent a black gal out first, and the reason I'm mentioning that is not because I have any problem with any particular race. It's just at the time there were no black people that lived here. I mean, so they got her from someplace else to come on over here to harass me and my family, and And she didn't even ask me about the census. She saw the dogs, and she was so intimidated. She had her clipboard, and she was kind of shaking. And she asked if I knew where so-and-so lived. And I said, no, I don't know that name. I don't know that person. But you might want to ask our neighbor up the road. She said, well, I was already there. And so she left. Next thing I know, another gal shows up a couple weeks later, and this gal's white. And this gal had this green and white bar computer printout, you know, the old continuous form printout, the 14-inch wide computer printout. And it was all bound, and there was my name. And it said, had a gun, was uncooperative, and hostile. And I said, she showed me that. I said, what do you have there? And she showed it to me, and I said, well, some of that's true. You know, the part about the gun, that's true. But, you know, I was not uncooperative. I was not hostile. I gave this gal, you know, the black gal, an escort to her car because she was terrified of our dogs. So these guys don't give up. I mean, I guess they get paid by on commission. And the harder the case is, the more they get. So they kind of, they don't give up. They really don't give up. So all I would give them is the enumeration, how many people lived here. And that's the regular census. That's every 10 years. But this other thing that I've been talking about, that's a special census. That's for people they really want to know more about. And they threaten you.
That's the government wanting to know everything locally.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's none of their business. So I'm going to put up a sign. I already have it. $10,000 fine for trespass. So, and the gate's locked. The gate is always locked. So the person will have to hop the gate after they see the sign that's $10,000. So now they know, they'll be put on notice that if they hop that gate, it's $10,000 fine. I'm coming after them for it. Because I don't want those parasites here. Heck, they could bring the China virus with them. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Ken?
I got one more question for Dr. Shealy.
Okay.
What can you do to help rebuild your lungs after the COVID?
That's a great question. Rebuilding lungs after COVID. And we'll get to that right after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was just thinking, Ken, you might be the government's number two problem. Yeah.
I thought it was all about 3 years ago. So when I was in the hospital after they wanted to put another heart in me, I've been listening to y'all for 3 years. So,
you've risen to their number two problem. Very good. Congratulations. Can you ask the question about rebuilding your lungs after COVID? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, and well, I know you've had heart lung issues.
You bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Shuley, your thoughts about rebuilding lungs after COVID?
Well, at the top of my list is a combination of the PEMF device and intravenous vitamin C and possibly intravenous ozone.
Okay.
IV ozone. Okay.
Yeah, you could IV ozone. You take into a sterile bag. You take out 300 cc's of blood and fill it with ozone, and then pump it back into the body through ultraviolet light. It's excellent.
Alrighty, and you might want to check into getting a oxygen machine, because otherwise you have to have a prescription for oxygen tanks. I tried to get some oxygen from my other sister. And you got to have a prescription to get oxygen.
That's true.
Ken, you're in Florida, right?
Yes, sir. And they do a lot of chemtrail in here.
Uh-huh.
You look up in the sky, it's tic-tac-toe of airplanes. Just, well, there's all the military bases, and the airport is within 100 miles of me.
Well, I believe that they're delivering disease through chemtrails, and I believe that's a big factor in what happened to me, because I saw massive chemtrails checkerboard over the farm, and I said to my family, "This is it. I'm going to get this one," and we are too, all of us, and it's affected everybody. I got it the worst, but can I? As Dr. Shuley said, PEMF device, PEMF, pulse electromagnetic frequency device. Dr. Shuley has it available on his website. I have one, and I've been using it, and it absolutely positively works. I put it on my chest for a couple hours every day, longer if I have the time. And I have taken about five of the Myers cocktails, which is IV vitamin C, which jump-started my immune system. I have not done the ozone IV ozone therapy, but I have done and continue to do the PEMF device, plus the Dr. Shuley's Essentials, plus the useful formula, plus the taurine, plus the turmeric, plus the colloidal silver inhalations of sprayed 100 part per million colloidal silver, plus the beta-glucan, plus the lecithin granules, and I also take salt palmetto, and you know, that's the main items. Plus eating well, and exercising my lungs. So one of the reasons why I do the broadcast is it forces me to exercise my lungs for 2 hours a day. Except when Rich Sheban's on, then I don't get to exercise at all.
I was listening to a doctor from doctors without borders that goes to South America and Central Africa, and a lot of the places there, they don't have all the high-tech medicine, and they're giving them lysine and selenium, and they're not getting the COVID.
Mm. Dr. Shuley, lysine and selenium as a preventative for...
Well, lysine is good for the immune system, as is selenium. Both of them are adjuncts that are very good.
Okay. And so should we increase the supplements beyond what's in your Dr. Shuley's Essentials for selenium and lysine?
Well, I don't, but I'm not opposed to it. I mean, you know, I think there's a limit for most people to what they are willing to do.
We heard a commercial or a news item about a study in China for a salt substitute, and they used potassium chloride as a substitute for sodium chloride, which is what salt is. So, Dr. Shuley, the thought was lower blood pressure. But what about potassium chloride as a salt substitute for reducing Charlie horses?
I have no idea. I like magnesium.
Magnesium,
that's what I do. I even spray it on my hands if I get in my hands. Ken, do you have anything else you want to discuss with us?
No, thank you. Y'all been so helpful. Y'all have a blessed day, and get on your PEM device and get healthy.
There you go. All right.
We'll see you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. All right, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida, now a strong tropical storm as of Monday morning, was bringing heavy rains, dangerous flash flooding, storm surge, and extreme winds as it moved northward across southeastern Louisiana and across Mississippi Monday morning. The storm left New Orleans completely without power on Sunday night going into Monday morning. Good news, the levee system in New Orleans did hold up to all the excessive water. Fire officials ordered more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin in Northern California. The two-week-old Calder Fire is now threatening the mountain towns surrounding Lake Tahoe. Sunday night, all residents on the California side of Lake Tahoe Basin were warned to evacuate the area. U.S. officials say the Kabul airport was targeted in a rocket attack on Monday that was intercepted by our CRAM missile defense system. The U.S. is set to conclude the airlift of more than 114,000 Afghans and foreigners, ending America's longest war with the Taliban, back in power. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The former president of the Screen Actors Guild and Mary Tyler Moore's TV boss has died of natural causes over the weekend in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. Jeremy Scott reports.
The family of Ed Asner announcing his death on Twitter Sunday. Asner, known best as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Perhaps no scene more iconic than when he interviews Moore, who plays Mary Richards, for a possible job at the television station he manages.
You know what? You got spunk.
I hate spunk. Asner won 7 Emmy Awards, 5 for his work on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. He died at 91. No cause of death has been given. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Gasoline prices have come down slightly. John Clemens reports.
Concern is growing as to what impact Hurricane Ida will have on our nation's oil platforms in the Gulf. But as for right now, oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the price at the pump has dropped 2 cents.
For the first time in 9 months, we have a drop in the retail price of gasoline. The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Lundberg says demand has been weak across the nation.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuley is with us, and a telephone number for his clinic in Springfield is 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to call, now that's not the number for this broadcast class. That's his number for his clinic. If you'd like to call us right here, right now, and ask Dr. Shuley a question on the air, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And I can see the telephone's ringing. As soon as Jason answers it, we'll put you on the air. Dr. Shuley, I was reading an article that suggests that we could have dinner with royalty if we wanted to, we could have dinner with Prince Charles in at the Dumfries house in England. It's going to cost us $100,000. And what happens is if... Well, that's each. So, you know, it'd be...
I'm going to give you $100 personally, but that's okay.
I wouldn't accept $100 to have dinner with him. The interesting thing about this is it appears that if you have dinner with him, wonderful things can happen, like convictions could be overturned. So evidently he has some kind of influence when people get convicted of things like money laundering and things like that. So it's like dinner, dessert, a photo. You could have a photo with him, and then there's side benefits like getting your conviction overturned. It's now appearing more and more in print that the people that we used to maybe look up to, maybe consider a celebrity, have their hand out. You know, kind of like when William Jefferson Blythe Clinton was a CEO of the United States of America, he would rent out the Lincoln bedroom. You know, so for a very hefty fee, you could jump up and down and bounce on the mattress on the bed in the Lincoln bedroom at the White House. And that's what happened.
Now, I don't know if member of the Committee of 300, as is Prince Charles, after his mother.
Yeah, and what about Prince Andrew, the pedophile? Is he a member, or is he?
I don't know whether he's a member yet or not.
and you know we've learned for quite a while that Jeffrey Epstein was he was engaged by the CIA to use sex with young children. And video the sex that people had with them to blackmail these people. And that's what Jeffrey Epstein and Max Ghislaine Maxwell were involved in. What a horrible, horrible thing to do. We've got Robert in Kansas. Welcome.
Thank you, Vincent, Dr. Sheely. I just wanted to tell you, Vince, how Trump there got over the virus so quickly.
I'd love to know.
Okay, so here's how he did it. He just never had it. And it was a theater to sell the virus lie to his supporters.
Wow.
Well, okay. Dr. Sheely?
Well, I haven't heard anything good since the beginning of the scam, so no problem.
So, okay, so Robert, that's entirely possible. I agree that is entirely a possibility. But if he did get it, because he was out glad-handing and all that kind of stuff in public, well, at least allegedly, if he did get it, it looks like they have a cure for it. And it really, did you hear what I said in the opening statement about my thoughts on the China virus and why it was unleashed and who was involved and the ultimate goal was to kill people? I guess you heard all that, right?
I did hear that today, Vince. You know that we have a disagreement on some of that. I don't know if you want me to go into it on the air, but we've talked before about it, so...
Well, if you're going to say it's not real, no, I don't want you to say that because we're going to have a clash. We'll have a... we'll have a clash.
I'll say this then. Coronavirus is real. It is a common cold, and they are testing you for coronavirus, a common cold. So when you go get your test and you get labeled as COVID positive, you've been tested for the common cold coronavirus.
Well, I know for a fact that two of my extended family members were being visited at their home by those roving care workers, if you want to call them that. You know, the people that come visit your house and help you and check your blood pressure and that kind of thing once a week. And one of them brought the corona or China virus to them, and within 10 days they were both dead. And so I know that. And they did die of the China virus. So I'm, and other members of our family, extended family, have gotten the China virus. Some have been really, really hurt by it and are still suffering, you know, months and months later. Other members of our extended family have gotten the China virus vaccines, and they got really sick after it, but then they think they're okay now. But we don't know if they're going to still be with us, you know, to send us Christmas cards, you know, 3 years from now. We don't know that.
I agree, Vince. I think the whole plan is to get this vaccine into as many people as they can. And like you were talking about at the beginning, it's designed, I think, with a delay mechanism in it. So it's not like someone just falls over immediately. But I think over the years, it has the way it functions, it just makes you, it just kicks out more and more of these proteins in your body to the point where people in 2 to 5 years, like you were saying, we might see a level of death that the world hasn't seen ever, you know, with this many people being vaccinated with this stuff. So, yeah, I just think Trump faked it, man, and really sad for me. I supported Trump in the beginning, and, man, he just went the wrong way so hard that last year. I just can't believe it.
Well, there are a lot of people who supported him. I was one who did not vote in the selection because I said publicly, my vote does not count. And, of course, it did not count had I voted. I don't believe in that any of these elections are above board. And let me give you an example. When I ran for the board of directors 4 times at Laclede Electric Cooperative, there were 37,000 members who could have voted should they have wanted to. I got 100 votes out of 37,000 possible votes. 100. And no
you're
one.
You're not crooked
I don't
enough, Ben. You only get votes if you're crooked.
I think I set a new record, literally, that no one has gotten fewer votes than I have. And they have people who have no business, no understanding about corporate structure, about electricity, about any of the things that they need to know about. And these are the people who run for re-election for maybe the 4th time, and they get up on stage. You're only allowed 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And they have the police there ready. Well, they were ready to arrest me, literally, the last time that I was there. We had it on video. It was on YouTube until YouTube took it down, you know, with the police. But the bottom line is people have gotten up on stage who have been running for re-election, and they've said, wow, I've learned a lot. I mean, I have learned so much since I've had this job. I want to thank you. I mean, can you imagine someone who is a board member of an electric cooperative saying, I've learned a lot since I've been here? They should have come with that knowledge. That's why they're on the board of directors in the first place. It's not a training camp for idiots.
It's a training camp for crooked people.
Absolutely. It's a training camp for, will you rubber stamp this, yes or no? If you will rubber stamp what we want to do, you're in. And you know, I talked to the nominating committee who nominates people to run against the incumbents. And I said, how come you don't nominate me? And they go, well, you're kind of hostile. you're kind of aggressive. And that was their response. They didn't say that I was illiterate or unknowledgeable or uninformed. They said I'm a little aggressive. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, they keep the money flowing in the right direction, Vincent. And if a man were to get up there with just an iota of morality and see something wrong like yourself, Vince, you might change that for him. So there's a lot of reasons why in corporate America, a guy like you, an engineer, they don't want you in a place of power, because if the accountants walk in the room and they say, hey, we're going to change your product, we're going to destroy it, but we're going to make this much more on each unit, you're going to just tell them, no, you're not going to destroy my product. And so they can't have you up there, Vince. They gotta have people who will go along and get along no matter what, and you're not that type. And so that's what it is. Back to Trump real quick, though, gentlemen. I think he knew the whole time about the election fraud, and he had 4 years to do something about it, and he just didn't. So, you know, the guy really just ended up bringing in a global medical tyranny to our country, is what I think the Trump card actually was for the globalists, was He was the one that when they tapped him on the shoulder at the end, there's okay, this is what you're going to do now. I think we got the whole scamdemic, as Dr. Sheely likes to put it. So real sad that what he did there. You know,
I've got a comment, but Dr. Sheely, do you have a comment?
Well, when Trump was running, I gave him on a scale of 0 to 10 a 5 because I didn't trust him. But Hillary, I gave a -100. So they're all over the place, but I don't know any of them for whom I could give a 10.
Yeah, but and could Hillary have pulled that off, Doctor? Could Hillary have pulled off what Trump did? I don't think so.
I think all politicians are ultimately dishonest, period. That's the bottom line.
Robert, one of the things that Donald Trump did when he was in office was increase police powers, increase surveillance powers. The chemtrails were reduced, at least over our farm, and that's one of the things I saw. They weren't totally eliminated, but probably 90% reduction, at least that's what I saw. But in terms of police powers, they got stronger and stronger, and the surveillance became more pervasive, and more cell towers were installed, 5G. Elon Musk put up his plethora of satellites. More and more surveillance, and it was all under the President Donald Trump's watch. And here's something that I've seen throughout my life. Each time there's been an election, and the first election in my life was with Dwight David Eisenhower in 1952. And each president we hoped would be better than the last one. And that's why there's a little bit of hope for each one of these selections. And each time, it has gotten worse. Each time. Each one of these CEOs has gotten worse than the last one. But we had hoped that it had gotten better. And, I mean, that's the way I see it. Robert, any comments?
No, I'll just say JFK, I think, was going to try Vince, and they took care of that. And that's all I have for you.
Yeah, and RFK, Sirhan Sirhan, just got the nod of approval for release from prison. And two of the Kennedys said, that's good. Two of RFK's children said, yeah, he should be out. I wonder how much money they got.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shule is with us. David in Illinois. David, I just want to make one quick comment. Power's out, of course, in New Orleans, Louisiana. Hurricane Ida took down the grid. And I mentioned over the last several months, I talked about balancing the load in your circuit breaker panel. Well, the power's out, and they don't know when it's going to come on. It's probably going to take a couple weeks because they can't figure out how to balance the load of the grid for New Orleans. So that would be like there are three wires in your breaker panel. There's a neutral or a common, as it's called, and then there are two hots. You know, like we'll call one red, one black. So balancing the load between the red and the common and the black and the common, that's the problem that they're having. That would be an analogy to the problem they're having with the grid. So it looks like a couple weeks at the best before they have power fully restored in New Orleans. Are you prepared? Have you considered getting extra gasoline? Because 91% of the refineries are down. Actually, it's probably 100% now. It was 91% yesterday. It's probably 100% of the refineries are down. David in Illinois, welcome.
How you doing? it's well, getting crazy, isn't it?
Well, I never, you know, if you asked me if I would have believed this 5 years ago, I'd say, well, it sure could happen. But we thought it would happen quickly. Some people said, well, it'll take a long time. No, it's happening very, very quickly. But back to you, David.
Anyways, I forgot to ask a question of, last week. Now, CoQ10, we take 100 milligrams of CoQ10 a day, but they were out. So they had 200 milligram CoQ10. So I didn't realize it. What's the safe dosage of that? Or why would you want to take the 200 if it's not recommended?
Well, I take 180 every day already.
Okay.
So I see nothing wrong with taking 200.
Okay. Because if more will help a little bit, then that'd be fine. Because I'm actually taking a lower dose than they actually years ago recommended that I take. Right. I didn't know about the 200s. The other question, Vince, you brought up that Saul Palmetto, whatever it's called, and I hear commercials on it all the time. I often wonder, I never knew anybody to say they took it. So does Dr. Sheely recommend it, and have you had positive results using it?
Well, Dr. Sheely, what are your thoughts about CoQ10? Because you mentioned it, and I take it.
Well, CoQ10 is one of the best overall substances for energy. And it's good for especially for the heart energy. So, it keeps, I don't know anything any better than it as an overall energy enhancer.
Okay. And what about saw palmetto?
Well, saw palmetto is good for the prostate. No question about it. It does help to prevent the transfer of testosterone to hydrotestosterone, and it seems to slow down the progression of prostate hypertrophy or overgrowth.
Mm-hmm. And does it reverse the growing of or the increased growth of a prostate or?
No? Yeah. Well, once it gets too big, nothing's going to help. But let's face it, it is worthwhile, in my opinion, as a basis for helping to prevent growth of the prostate.
Okay, and what concentration or dosage would you recommend?
Yeah, that is all over the place, but I think a total of 240 milligrams a day.
Okay, so, class, if I understand this issue correctly, the prostate in males is just going to grow and grow and grow and grow. And if you live long enough, you will get prostate cancer. That's what I understand.
Well,
so,
not necessarily cancer, but the hypertrophy is the absolute.
Okay. And saw palmetto, S-A-W, that's the first word, like handsaw, S-A-W. The second word is palmetto, P-A-L-M. E-T-T-O, saw palmetto. And it's available on the internet. And so I take it as a supplement just to prevent problems. So, and I've heard, you know, starting at age 40, 50 years old, all guys ought to be on it. Is that right, Dr. Sheely?
Yes.
Okay. So, does it work? I don't know, because I don't think I have a problem. Yet. But do I want to have a problem? No. Not if I can take one of these gelatin capsules once a day. And I'm looking at the jar right now. I keep all the stuff in the studio right in front of me. So I've got to navigate around all these supplements in order to get to the keyboard and the mice and the mixer. And that's just to make sure I take these. And so I've got 250 capsules. I don't know how much the cost was, but it seemed very low to me. So I have it. I bought a bunch of them. And what I find is that if I buy more, I can reduce the shipping costs, and that's the way I do it. So, David, I don't know if that helped you or not. Seems like I don't have a problem, but I don't want to get one.
That was the other question. Yeah, right. That was the other question I was going to ask is, I don't have a problem, but could I take it as a preventative?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. And it's... David, it's crazy not to.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.